Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
No, it's not. April Fools. Ha ha. No. It's Thursday on the radio. April the 2th. There's nothing to celebrate today except the fact that it was the day after the day before, day after the first, day before the third. Let's celebrate that. Hoo-ha. I'm Doug Steffen, all by myself. Kenny Kessler is off this week, and McFadden hasn't gotten his butt into the studio yet. So, and Jennifer. Wow. Jennifer. What the heck is Jennifer? Jennifer was doing some work at the local L.A. station where she works. So, let's get to the issues of the day. The fact that Senator Bob Menendez has been indicted on corruption charges, not too good for the Democrats. There are two things. This is not a political story, a political program, as you know. Most of you who are veterans of listening to this program and me over the years, I have distinct and rather direct opinions on not necessarily politics as much as politicians and people. So when it gets down to the nitty-gritty, there is a negative story about Republicans today and what's going on with them, and then there's a negative story about Democrats. So in the spirit of fair play, let's take a gander at both of these, first starting with Bob Menendez and his problems. Here's actually the CNN take on the charges.
This is a very rare thing, Wolf. This is a sitting United States senator that is now facing charges, 14 counts, bribery, accepting about $1 million in gifts from a friend and donor whose name is Solomon Melgen. He's an ophthalmologist in Florida who had a lot of problems fighting Medicare, or allegedly for bilking Medicare. And so Menendez is charged with using his position in the Senate to try to help his friend. Now, Menendez has denied all of these, says he's a longtime friend with Dr. Melgen. He addressed these charges when we first broke the story last month. Here's what he had to say, Wolf.
I fight for these issues and for the people of our country every single day. That's who I am, and I am not going anywhere.
And Wolf, you know, at this hour we know that we have some of his supporters are gathering in Newark to support him. He plans to address the media in the next hour, so he's not going to go down without a fight.
All right, so there's Menendez, who has allegedly performed political favors. What I find interesting in this story is that the fellow didn't live in New Jersey, but lived in Florida. My guess is he's probably from New Jersey originally. And I'm also betting that Menendez has a home in Florida someplace. So anyway, it's an eeny, meeny, miny, mo, one of those things. Okay, now on the Republican side of things, the problem for the Republicans is what has happened in Indiana. And it stopped. It started in Indiana. Our conversations began focusing on the governor, Mr. Pence, and the bill that he signed. And now he's backpedaling. He's got to straighten the bill out. Asa Hutchinson, who is the governor of Arkansas, said, not so fast. Apparently, he had planned to sign a similar bill to the one that's in the frying pan in Indiana. But he got a lot of heat, mostly from Walmart. Interestingly enough, Walmart is headquartered in Arkansas, and they said, we don't want anything to do with this. What are you guys doing? And as you probably could ascertain if you didn't know it, Walmart executives and the corporation is much closer to Republican Party politics and has closer ties to Republican officials than it does to Democrats. Not a lot of heavy lifting involved in figuring that out. But because they have been so strident, I found it quite interesting that they have been as vocal about this as they have been. I'm talking about the people who are running Walmart. They're all over this and threatened, basically, the governor of Arkansas. That's really the reason, because Walmart runs Arkansas. You got to figure, ever been to Bentonville? Little teeny town where Walmart, that's where Sam Walton was from, that's where the company started, that's where their headquarters are now. But not only that town, but the county, the state, pretty much influenced a lot by either Walmart or Tyson Foods. So, as a result, and both of them, by the way, vehemently against this bill. So, what does that do for Republicans? You've heard of millennials, right? You know what the millennial generation is? The younger people under the age of 30 coming along who have no real interest in politics or political ties, but they find their values are closer to Republican values than they are to Democrat. It's very interesting to see how the Generation Xers, the people who are now in their 30s and 40s, how they gravitated to the Democratic Party. Then people older than that have pretty much stayed with the Republican Party over the years. But because most of the millennials that I know and any of the research that I've seen suggests that millennials really are libertarians, and the closest thing to a libertarian is a Republican, they don't want any, they're very liberal when it comes to social values. They're very conservative when it comes to economic values. So this is a social issue. This is not an economic issue. This is a social issue, and the millennials don't like it. As a matter of fact, I think there's a survey floating around suggesting like 84% of those surveyed, about 1,000 people under the age of 30 were surveyed about a specific, the question was, do you have a problem with gay marriage? And 84% of them said no. Republicans better be paying attention to that. And here's where Rand Paul comes into all of this. The most spirited discussion and the most followed politician for the millennials that I know is the spirited discussion is about Rand Paul and his politics, because his politics are more shaped either by or because of the millennials. So if Rand Paul doesn't make it in politics, if he doesn't make it to the presidential sweepstakes this time around, watch what happens in the next go-round with the changing mood of voters. The younger voters want you out of their lives in terms of social issues, but they want the government to become responsible, and that is so there's going to be a big shakeup. It's not happening now. But this, the religious objection, the lesbian and gay thing, and the excuse was religious objections. I would like to have somebody call me at 888-302-3684 and tell me where in the Bible Jesus indicates that he doesn't support people who are gay. I'd like to have a discussion with somebody who can point to the place in the Bible where it says that Jesus wouldn't support people who are gay. I'd just like to have that conversation. I spent a lot of time in church when I was younger, Sunday school. Never did I come across anything, nor have I since come across anything that would indicate that Jesus would be opposed to an alternative lifestyle. So where does it come from then if it's not there? Or maybe you can tell me where I'm wrong. 888-302-3684. Coming up, a 2020 news quiz here on Good Day as well.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings from memorable Easter feasts. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top off with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98.
Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
888-302-3684, 16 after the hour. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Bob, who's listening in Fort Myers down in Florida. So I've challenged, what did I say? Did I say Joe? Joe!
How are you?
Where's Joe?
I'm not sure. I might be able to support it biblically, but I think the argument is framed wrong to begin with. I think argument, because if somebody feels that their interpretation of the Bible is that Jesus was inclusive, he said to love the sinner, hate the sin, so he would embrace the people and love them. But that being said, people interpret the Bible differently. So yeah. If somebody owns a place where they do weddings and it's against their religious beliefs, and they say, listen, I would love to have you guys here for a birthday party, but I can't support the idea of a gay marriage that goes against what I believe. That's what our country is built on, is two people can have equally stupid ideas and yell at each other, but they shouldn't be penalized for it.
No,
you
find no disagreement with me on that score at all. This is a country that's based on freedom, freedom of choice, freedom of...
Somebody that you have to accept it is discriminatory in itself.
It is. But what really I think is the root of all of this is that we are still thinking, some people still think this is okay in the 21st century. I think that really is what the issue is. I think that's what Walmart is telling you, and that's what Tyson's is telling you.
I believe that, you know, if those people want to be narrow-minded, they have the opportunity to
yes.
do so. But it's not
right.
my point. It's not my job to say that you're ignorant. You know, it's to take that belief away from them.
Even though you may think that it
dialogue,
is.
We could have a conversation.
Yeah. All right. That's good. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Actually, time for a 2020 news quiz question. Are you ready? Everybody ready? Are you ready? Here's the question. What company announced yesterday it's boosting pay for 90,000 workers in its labor force? Name the company at 888-302-3684. You got 60 seconds to figure it out. You win I think we've got a couple of different swell prizes in the Doug Steffen prize closet. We have a lot of jackets now and hats and that kind of stuff. So anyway, but this is good because you feel good about answering the question anyway, even if there was no prize attached to it. 888-302-3684. Who knows the company that announced yesterday it's starting wages for workers that are well above the mandated minimum wage. I think they're a buck above the minimum wage. What company said it's going to be doing that starting July 1st? Who is that? 888-302-3684 on Good Day.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
Uh-oh.
You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Musicians, save up to 55% off during Guitar Center Spring Savings Event. Come in and get hands-on with your dream guitar, drum set, keyboard, recording gear, DJ rig, and more. Get deals like an 88-key digital piano for just $149, a Tama Rockstar or Mapex Piccolo snare drum just $49, or a 15-inch powered PA speaker just $129. Save big on the gear you really want. Don't miss the savings this Easter weekend at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
888-302-3684. Jim, where are you?
Washington.
Where are you?
Kennewick, Washington.
Nice to have you on. Who do you think the company is, or what company is boosting its pay by a buck an hour over minimum wage?
Walmart.
Not the right answer, but good guess anyway. All right, Ruby, who do you think it is?
McDonald's, sir.
Yes, it is McDonald's. You are the winner. It is McDonald's. A buck over mandated minimum start on July 1st. Thank you. 21 after on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Joni Mitchell in the news. I have not seen an update in the last 24 hours as to her condition. I know she was admitted to the hospital, I think it was late on Tuesday. She's had a long history of drug problems, but what a great contributor to the music of at least my era, with half a dozen hits that were in the number one position. This is one of them. So I guess we wish her well. Hold good thought for Joni Mitchell, 24 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time now in the program for us to revisit last night's monologues from the late night shows, starting with Conan O'Brien.
Indiana's governor is coming under fire for the new anti-gay law. Some people feel it's an anti-gay law. And so the governor is coming under fire. Well, guess what? The governor of Indiana now says he is not anti-gay. That's what he said. Yeah. Then, immediately afterwards, he said, April Fool's. It wasn't his best joke. April Fool's always suck. It's never good. In Indiana, it is getting bad there in Indiana. In Indiana, a pizza restaurant is now saying it will not provide pizza for gay weddings. Good news is, only straight people are tacky enough to want pizza at their wedding.
Yesterday, President Obama reduced the sentences of 22 federal prisoners who were arrested for drug-related crimes, eight of whom were serving life sentences. It marks the first time someone said, thanks, Obama, and actually meant it. Thanks, Obama. No, I mean it. Thanks. And get this, it's being reported that Hillary Clinton has hired a research director to generate positive stories about her in the news. A lot of people want to make Hillary Clinton look bad. In fact, Marco Rubio criticized Hillary for using a private email server and said it made her susceptible to foreign espionage. Although, coming from a guy named Marco Rubio, that almost sounds like flirting, doesn't it? It's like, well, I hear you are susceptible to foreign espionage, yes? No? I love you.
Starbucks has begun selling kale smoothies, which I guess means the race discussion is over. So we're all white. We're all white then. Everybody here is a white person. We're ordering kale smoothies.
Now, I kind of like that breakfast at McDonald's ends at 10:30, right? Because I feel like part of the fun is racing to get there by 10:29. You know what I mean? Like you're knocking people out of the way, you're running reds, and then you get in there and then you look up and you see that they're changing the menu above and you're like, did I make it? And they're like, yes. And you're like, oh my God. Thank God, I'll get two fucking muffins, two hash browns, and just a water because I'm really trying to. But here's the thing, I honestly feel that if they serve McDonald's breakfast all day, it will be too accessible. You know, like the thrill of it will be gone. Like, I do, it's what the internet did to porn. You know? Like, so you know what I'm talking about. You're like, you remember when you were 13, like, and Chris Middleton came into school and he'd stolen a pornographic magazine from his brother's bedroom, and it's like the most exciting thing in the world, and he gets passed around. What I'm saying is, in principle, I feel like I'm against an all-day breakfast at McDonald's. I am. Hillary Clinton's attorney told Congress that she had deleted 30,000 personal emails from her server. 30,000 emails? I don't think I've said 30,000 total words to my wife. And I love my wife. All I know is when I read that story, I honestly thought if I had to bet which Clinton would get in trouble for deleting emails, it wouldn't be Hillary.
All right, so there's James Corden, who's the new CBS late night guy. And before that, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Fallon, Conan O'Brien. We continue our conversation about the issues of the day in a matter of moments. So don't bust a gut. You got a few minutes to get back here. Have a little Cheerio. Cheerio, 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green. Today with Gary LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up is the new Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, saving consumers money in financial instruments or just more big regulation.
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with this person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excited and turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit the shelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Gara LaMarche. Elizabeth Warren's brainchild, the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, was created 4 years ago. Is it working well enough to continue, or is it another example of regulatory overkill that the Republicans want to eliminate?
In my view, that's not the job of the federal government. You can have this regulated. I think it should be regulated at the state level. I'm a firm proponent of the 10th Amendment. I do not believe that this should be at the federal level. The states should set their own practices for their own constituents, and this is another instance where we've created yet another government entity. And don't think for a second, Mark, that they're not going to be looking to stretch their reach and their influence to justify their existence.
Look forward, Ron, to your campaign to abolish the Food and Drug Administration. You know, I mean, I don't know that the arguments that you're applying to this wouldn't apply to any number of other well-settled and efforts that I don't see conservatives trying to repeal, to help arm people with information that they need and protection from exploitation, whether that is unsafe drugs or predatory lending practices. So I see this as one of the signal achievements of the Obama administration, along with the Affordable Care Act.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Ron Christie and Gara LaMarche.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasian. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Doug Steffen, Good Day Program, 888-302-3684. Every once in a while, I like to sort of go off, especially when I'm by myself. And I have nobody to rein me in, because McFadden's not here, Jennifer's not here, Kenny's not here. I'm here with you. And so we can dig around, we can take the gloves off, and perhaps that's the way to approach. I don't like controversy. Like the phony created controversy that's a part of a lot of talk radio shows. That's, you know, that's just not my choice to follow in that suit. Some people like it. It's cool. If you like it, you like it. However, in this circumstance, the this religious freedom bill, what the federal law says, what the states who have passed it have said, maybe that's just happenstance. I asked a question a few minutes ago, for those of you who are just joining us, because I've heard a lot of people who support the theory behind this, that is, if you have your own business, you don't want to serve somebody or do business with them, you should be able to say, I don't want to do business with you. And not have it necessarily be that you got to tell them, I don't like it because you're gay, I don't like it because you're a transsexual. And by the way, how do you know whether somebody is a transsexual or not? Who's got the yardstick for that? So I said, my opinion from having read a lot of stuff. I haven't read the Bible from cover to cover. I probably never would. A lot of people think the Bible is nonsense. There are good lessons in the Bible, I think. Great stories. There's much we can learn from it. Some of you take it literally. Some of you don't. Some of you think it's nonsense. Whatever you believe is fine. So we're here to have a discussion about what your beliefs are. They are right for you. That doesn't mean that they're right for somebody else. So let's listen to BJ, who's in Salisbury, Maryland, who wants to be heard. What about Jesus and what's in the Bible? So go ahead, BJ.
Yeah, look, there's a couple of passages in the Bible that talks about homosexuality.
Mm-hmm. For years, I always thought there was just one. There's one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament.
Yeah, but what about Jesus? I didn't ask about the Bible in general. What did Jesus say about people who were not, let's say, cut out of the same cloth that he was?
Once again, it was the love the sinner but hate the sin. Mm-hmm. And he was actually there to show how to live by the Word of God, not to change the laws. So he never really changed any laws. He just continued preaching. Well,
I think Jesus over the years has been responsible, his philosophy, for changing tons of laws, not only in our country, but elsewhere around the world. I wouldn't agree with that statement at all. But anyway, keep going.
Like you said, the only places I know of in the Bible, and I don't have a topical Bible in front of me to be able to give you exact passages or anything like that, but one's Old Testament, one's New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
One's between the laws of Moses and either Leviticus or Deuteronomy. I could always get those two mixed up.
But I don't want this to become a Bible lesson. I just asked the question, where might it be that Jesus said that the gay lifestyle was offensive? And that's kind of where I wanted to go with this. So let me move on to somebody else. All right. Thank you, BJ. Leroy, you know the Bible, so you say. What's up with Jesus and what he said about gays?
All right, first of all, you got to understand.
Jesus, no, I don't have to. Well, Leroy, please don't start the conversation by telling me I got to understand. I want to know what you think.
Don't try to convince me. I heard what you said. Now you listen to what I said.
No, I don't have to listen to it. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Just a minute. Let's get off on the right foot. I don't want you yelling. I don't want you upset. I don't want you telling me what I have to believe. I just want you to tell us what you believe. That's all I want to hear. That's all the audience wants to hear. They don't want to hear you take shots at people who don't agree with you. Just tell me what you think.
Hey, stay out the Bible then. If you don't know the Bible, stay out.
Okay. This is not a conversation. I don't like the way this conversation is going. Okay. So for people to call and say, if you don't know what's in the Bible, stay out of the Bible, what does that accomplish? Nothing. Zero. 888-302-36. See, that's sort of the proof. I asked a simple question about what Jesus' feelings were about gays. Because a lot of people who are for this sort of legislation keep quoting either the Bible or Jesus, and that's okay. If it's what you believe and you can back it up, that's swell. I don't want you to criticize me or other people who don't agree with you or tell me that I got to do this or I got to do that. That's not the purpose of the conversation. Purpose of the conversation is for you to tell us what your beliefs are, period, end of story. Okay? And so we've had enough conversation on that anyway. Because this is why I don't get into those sorts of things, and I don't get into heavily political stuff, because people get angry, they get mad, they get all bent out of shape, and you know what, at the end of the day, you don't change many people's minds. You got your point of view, and others have their points of view. I believe the important lesson here is to respect what other people think, and not always be trying to tell people they're wrong because they don't believe what you believe. What you believe is great for you. What I believe is great for me. I'm influenced a lot by what you tell me through the calls that you make to this program on various issues, or what you send me in email, doug@dougstefan.com, or facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show, through the social media. And, you know, I'll tell you if my opinions change on things, but I have strong opinions on many issues, if not most issues, and this is one of them. I think there are two parts to this. I think you ought to, if you have your own business, be able to do what you want to do. I own this radio program. If somebody came to me with a commercial and I didn't want it, for example, if we were still able to sell tobacco products, I wouldn't take any money for tobacco products because tobacco products kill my mother. That's my prejudice. I don't like it. I don't like promoting smoking. I just think it's bad. So there may be other things when you listen to some of the spots I'm promoting. You say I'm promoting it because I have advertising on the air that promotes a certain thing. I'm not promoting it. I'm letting somebody come on the air, spend some money, tell you their story. That's what advertising is. So I've gotten into trouble in the past for saying things about various sponsors, and I'm not going to get into that now, but I've said after somebody said something on the air that I thought through a commercial was outrageous, I said, that's an outrageous or a stupid commercial. and people have canceled advertising because I said such stuff like that. You know, and but that's the way I believe I need to run my business. You run your business the way you want to. Don't want to serve gays? Don't serve them. I don't think you should be hauled into court because you decide not to serve persons who are not like you or you don't like their lifestyle. I think that it's wrong thinking to not do that because you're in business to make money. What the hell difference does it make whether they do whatever they do behind closed doors? What business is it of yours? That's the way I look at it. You may look at it differently, and if you do, God bless you. All right, here's Cornelius wants to be heard. All right, let's not get into a Bible thumping session here, Cornelius. If you can respond to what I said a few minutes ago, that's swell. Go ahead.
Hey, Doug, I'm glad you said sponsor in a way. But anyway, no, we're not going to get into no Bible thumping. If you look at the Bible, Jesus fed the 5,000. And he didn't care if you were black, white, homosexual, or anything like that. So these businesses saying that Jesus shouldn't do a homosexual. Now, you're not to participate in the act. That's what I'm saying. But you're to, like, if they want a wedding cake or they want this or eat there, you shouldn't deny them service.
Well, if you want to and that's the way you want to run your business, that's up to you.
Yeah, I understand what you're
saying. I don't think it's the right way to run a business, but it's not my business. I'm not in the cake-making business.
But Christ didn't deny anybody. That's the point.
I think you made the point. Thank you. Janet's in Burbank. Hi.
Oh, good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
I've always time for my dog to wake me up to go potty. I always leave the radio on listening to you. And here it is, and I could not go back to sleep.
All right. Well, tell me what you're thinking.
Pardon?
Tell me what you're thinking.
Oh, I believe that the question was, where does it say that Jesus would be against an alternative lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
I believe with my whole heart that the Bible is divinely inspired, and Jesus is one of the three people in the Trinity. He is God, the
Son.
All
right, we know that that's the way it's. But what is, in your mind, what does he say, if anything, about this particular issue? How would you address what's in the Bible and pin it on this issue?
Okay, going on the premise that Jesus is God and that the Bible is divinely inspired by God, being Jesus, there's numerous passages in the Bible, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, talking about the alternative lifestyle of homosexuality.
Interpreted by Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Leviticus, and whoever else wrote the various books. But there's nothing
correct
in there that says that Jesus thought X, Y, or Z about an alternative lifestyle. That Jesus,
there is, because the Bible is divinely inspired by God.
Wow. But you see, you're interpreting it the way you want to interpret it, and I trust that that's how you really feel. I think that the Bible is one of the... I think every book is divinely inspired, because I think we all, every human being, is a part of the energy of God, and everything that is part of nature and everything that lives and grows... I'm not a universalist. Well, maybe I am a universalist in the sense that the so-called Big Bang theory, the beginning of the universe, there's a thought, there's an intelligence, there's a divinity to the operation of this thing we call life and this world, this the fact that there's no beginning, no end, all of these things, and that there's a power far greater than we are that is responsible for keeping order. So you can say the Bible is divinely inspired. I think you can say that about any book, a man who or a woman who writes a story who gets, I write things sometimes, I don't know where the stuff comes from. I'll sit down in front of the computer and words come out and I don't know where they came from. I think they are divinely inspired. So to just say the Bible is, go ahead.
I think too, Doug, that you're a really good person. And sometimes, like saying that every book is divinely inspired, 50 Shades of Grey, Doug, really?
Yes.
You know,
yep, I believe, yep, absolutely.
Truly. And this is why I have a love-hate relationship with you. I love your show. You can drive me absolutely stark raving mad.
You know what? That's a good thing, because it gets you to think.
It's
a good thing to be thinking. Janet, let me move on. Thanks. I've made a lot of women crazy over the years. And I guess a lot of men as well. 15 before the hour. But every once in a while, again, because I'm kind of here by myself today, at least in this hour of the program, and I had this little itch in my brain that wanted to have just a little bit more time to in-depth sort of dig around in that. And I knew I would hear from various people who had that that interpretation in their brain. I think it's good to have people hear that. But for everybody that went on the air that had that point of view, there's somebody on the other side who doesn't have that point of view. But I really honestly do believe, thank you for saying I'm a good person. I actually believe that I am a good person. I have good thoughts based on a lot of life experiences, a lot of reading and a lot of exposure to different ideas. That's been one of the things I've been most thankful for in doing this for a living for as many years as I have been doing it. And I'm never amazed at anything that anybody says. I don't like it when people attack me or others because of my beliefs, because I think that's part of the problem in this country. There's too much shallow thinking, and if you don't agree with me, then get the hell out of the way. I don't buy that for a second. But you can, if that's the way you want to be. That just doesn't have to be the way. That isn't the belief that I harbor. I believe we all have divine inspiration. I think we all are, and I don't want to sound like a preacher here, but I think we all come from the divine. I think there is God in every single thing that lives on the planet. And so when people, I'll give you another example, global warming and all the discussion that happens, oh my God, we're ruining the planet. Mankind is ruining the planet. Mankind is part of nature. What man does is by definition natural, because it's from our action. It's kind of like what the dinosaurs. I mean, you can come up with 100,000 jillion different examples of what it is that makes up nature. We are part of nature, so therefore, in my mind, what we do is natural. And so, for all these people that say, it's unnatural to do this, that, or the other thing," no, it's not. It's we are all part of nature. There's a natural side to our actions and our thoughts and our deeds. So. Anyway, I went farther down that road and spent more time on it than I thought I was going to. But it's okay, because it was a good conversation. Thank you. 12 before the hour, good day.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com Senior Editor David Gregg with a crop of new product solutions for the spring season. The Polar A300 Activity Tracker monitors steps, distance, calories, and sleep, even your heart rate with the optional H7 sensor. All of your data will sync to Polar's free app, too. It's waterproof, provides 4 weeks of battery life, and is available in 6 juicy interchangeable colors. The Victorinox Works Traveler 5.0 Expandable Carry-On packs more, weighs less, and offers 5 packing solutions. The intelligent Packmore system includes a divider, X-shaped compression straps, and a removable suitor for unlimited packing possibilities. It's available now at SwissArmy.com. Seagate's Personal Cloud is a sleek and secure device to back up and access all of your music, movies, and photos. Stream content from any mobile device or cast your content using Seagate's media app. The Personal Cloud allows secure access and the ability to share your content from anywhere. 3 terabytes of storage starts at under $170. Freeling's award-winning Black Cube cookware is the first hybrid pan that combines the benefits of stainless steel and easy cleanup options of nonstick. Safe for use with metal utensils, it features a raised stainless steel pixel pattern that protects the non-toxic, nonstick coating underneath. Dishwasher and oven safe, the cookware starts at under $60. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and law number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
We are perfectionists. We do it right.
right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota. Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
It is 9 before the hour on Good Day. Wow, it's always time flies.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program with the Tech Talk time up front and personal is Shelley Palmer. I like listening to Shelley because he does have a great deal of expertise. And today he's going to talk with you about the way to get good suggestions on what to watch on Netflix. Those of you who are joining the vast throngs of people signing up for Netflix, I haven't done it yet. I haven't quite figured out how to do it yet, but you have to have a special TV for Netflix. You don't, Richie, do you?
Well, I mean, you have to have internet, so somehow you have to either have to have a smart TV or Apple TV or a Roku.
How about a smart person that owns the TV?
That's the first thing you need.
That's what I need. Okay.
Yeah, that's where you're in trouble.
Thank you. That's very nice of you.
When it comes to the tech stuff. That's why we have Shelley.
Who's up next here on Good Day.
With CudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to CudaSign.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, when you sit down to watch some Netflix, do you ever have a tough time finding something good to watch? Netflix has thousands of great shows and movies for you to see, but they can get lost in a sea of unwatchable junk. There are a few ways to help you discover more great stuff you'll love to watch. The more movies and shows you rate, the better Netflix recommendation engine will get. Giving movies you love 5 stars and TV shows you never want to think of again a single star will help Netflix generate more accurate suggestions based on your taste. tastes. You should also fill out the taste preference survey, which can be found on the settings page of your account. This lets Netflix know how often you want to watch certain types of movies, sorted by mood, genre, decade, or more. There are pages and pages of these breakdowns, and the more questions you answer, the more likely you'll be to find the movies you really want to see. Happy watching! Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Don't miss out on big savings for a memorable Easter feast. Pick up a flavorful boneless carving ham for just $3.28 per pound or less. Plus, add a side of delicious green beans with oranges and herb butter for just $3.98 per pound. Top up with 35-count cluster-baked dinner rolls for just $4.98. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
We have found our way into April, and it's National Financial Literacy Month. New campaign is encouraging younger Americans to take charge of their finances. Listen up. Here's Brian Osich.
Americans aged 25 to 34 and defined as millennials are in their prime earning years, yet many think they're not in the right stage of life to work with an advisor that will help them plan for their financial futures. Caroline Feeney, president of Prudential Financial's National Sales Force.
The common misperception is that hiring a financial professional is expensive or that you need to be wealthy to work with one, but there are different types of professionals that can help you whether you're just starting out or whether you're nearing retirement.
According to Feeney, professional financial advisors do more than offer investment advice.
Many millennials are managing debt, whether it's student loans or credit card debt. An advisor can help you prioritize what to pay first or how to consolidate debt to lower interest rates. Reining in discretionary spending can go a long way towards tackling debt, and reducing fixed expenses can also help.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com/your financial future. That's Newsbreak from Prudential. Securities products and services are offered through Pruco Securities, LLC, Pruco, member SIPC.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment, but switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
All right, so Richie, the online site where tens of millions share do-it-yourself and other ideas is known as Pinterest, celebrating its fifth birthday this week. We're on Pinterest.
We are on Pinterest.
Instagram. And what does it specialize in, though? What is the best use of Pinterest?
My Pinterest page, for example, I've decided I'm going to build a tiki bar in my backyard.
Yeah.
And I started adding pictures. I just searched tiki bar in Pinterest, and there are all these pictures and ideas of things that you can do. Mm-hmm. And so I save them to my board called Tiki Bar. And that's what I'm going to do this summer, is build a tiki bar in my backyard, thanks to Pinterest.
Right.
I also use, any night I can't figure out what to do for dinner, I go to Pinterest. And there's an idea there.
Ideas, good, okay. Mm-hmm. Between Google and Microsoft benefiting consumers, Google released its cheapest laptops yet, aiming to undercut Microsoft, so PC prices are plunging because of that rivalry. I guess that would be considered good news.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.